Well, Fine Gael TD for Mayo, Alan Dillon, is a member of both the Oireachtas Public Accounts Committee and the Oireachtas Media Committee. He joins us on the line now. Alan, we'll get to the week ahead, but first of all, just on what we've heard in the past few days, from millions lost on the Toy Story musical to $5,000 spent on flip-flops, but are you any closer to clarity around the core issues of these secret payments that were part of the deal with Ryan Tubridy and the governance issues that allowed them to happen?
Good afternoon, Adam. Are we closer? I think not yet. It's certainly distressing but necessary to confront the facts that RTE has on several occasions misled the Oireachtas, also has, you know, drip fed the committees with information, and there's been instances where information has been incomplete in our ability to assess the broadcaster's financial health and its governance accuracy. So at present, the reputation, the integrity and the corporate governance is being rigorously tested, both in the media committee and also in the public accounts committee. And we certainly can't lose sight of the fact that the public's hard-earned money funds RTE and that the licence fee payers rightfully demand transparency, responsibility and accountability in the handling of their contributions. So to date, we have requested in addition 31 documents from RTE ahead of our meetings on Tuesday and Thursday. And certainly I do welcome both Ryan Tubridy and Noel Kelly's invitations, where they are now voluntary coming before the Oireachtas committees.
What types of documents have you been looking for?
Well, there's documents in relation to the highest earners. There's documents around confirmation on whether costs were paid from the barter account for other activities, be it hospitality or events. There's also been documents around audits that have been completed over a previous 5-year appearance for top 20 talent in RTE. So there's a really comprehensive list that has been put forward. It was disappointing that the documents that were requested from RTE for the media committee were late in their delivery in preparation for our hearing last Tuesday. But I think that's really important for the upcoming week on Thursday, that we do actually get them documents. The expectation is that they will be delivered on Monday evening. And I think most of the committee members are anxious to review these documents prior to both Ryan Tubridy and Noel Kelly coming before us on Tuesday. And also following that, we will have the senior executive management team and the new director general, Kevin Brackhorst.
First on the hearing that will have Ryan Tubridy and Noel Kelly before you on Tuesday, what are you going to ask them?
Well, I think, you know, Ryan Tubridy will have to give an account for the failure to challenge the public under declaration of his salary over the 5-year period. Also, we're keen to know more about Noel Kelly's role in the handling of payments, to understand the nature of the constructor contract Ryan Tubridy had with RTE and the Late Late Show sponsor, and to uncover the motive behind that. And we also are keen to know who in RTE ultimately signed off and agreed to those top-up payments on top of his officially declared salary, which was €466,000 in 2020 and €440,000 in 2021. And it's also, you know, has been extremely frustrating also to establish how the public broadcaster was asked to stump up €150,000 in cash under consultancy fee invoices through the barter account. For Ryan Tubridy, the cost to RTE was €231,000 when fees and charges for the cash transaction to the barter account was included. So certainly there's a lot of questions to be answered on Tuesday. And following that, then we can put some additional questions to senior management in relation to their responsibility in this regard.
After next week, the Dáil takes its summer recess, but do you expect there'll be the need for more committee hearings on this topic over the summer?
That is yet to be decided. I think everything will hinge on both Tuesday's session with Ryan Tubridy and Noel Kelly, and also on Thursday's Public Accounts Committee.
We have five reports under investigations underway across RTE in different areas. Would it not be best maybe to wait until you have some reports back from those before you start further committee hearings?
Well, I think we will decide as a committee in relation to that. I think it's crucially important, though, that trust in RT is critical to be restored. And the government is committed through a series of comprehensive and effective independent examinations and issues in relation to this. And I do support the implementation of a forensic audit that will seek to get to the root of the problems. I think both the committee's works will complement that investigation, and we will certainly be publishing a report at the end of our hearings in relation to what has been exposed. And let's not forget that that this is not a criticism of the talent within RT. Instead, it's necessary that the interventions that we are asking, that the recommendations that do come forward, it ensures that the organisation's culture and governance structures are withheld and within the required nature for a semi-state agency like RTE, ensuring that we have public trust.
Separate from this, on Wednesday, the Media Committee will hear from sporting organisations and sports broadcasters, including RTE. You've been very critical of GAA Go in the past. So what will you be asking RTE and the GAA about that platform?
Yeah, the future of sport broadcasting will be teased out in this session. So we have representatives from the national governing body, Sports Ireland, and many other main sporting organisations. But as you're aware, this year's GAA Championship coverage, quite a few GAA fans were extremely unhappy with how it was handled. It was decided that GAA Go would step into the breach that was left by Sky Sports' exit from the market, leaving a sizable hole. But there was real anger amongst the GAA communities around the plumb ties in football and hurling, which were placed behind a paywall. It certainly was a Trojan horse to get people to sign up. And the questions that I will be putting to both the RTE head of sport will be around when it came to the selection of what games were put behind a paywall. I think it has been a very controversial matter in itself. We have RTE's...
But the RTE head of sport, Declan McGrath, he said they don't decide how the rights are assigned. He said they have very little flexibility in the matches they can show. So is the issue really who was involved in the decision to put some very big games this season behind a paywall?
I think that's the core question that needs to be answered. RTE are 50% owners of this private company. So therefore, as a public broadcaster whose primary duty is to the public, but at the same time, it's maximising profits by putting big games behind a paywall to increase subscription. So I think there's really a very serious conflict of interest here. And I also would say their first responsibility is to the public and the licence fee and the audience in its entirety. So It'll be interesting to hear from the head of sport in relation to this and to see what type of subscriptions have accrued for the 2023 championship on this model. And certainly I'd be interested also to hear from the GAA hierarchy in relation to them entering into this partnership with GAA Go.
Okay, Alan Dillon, Fine Gael TD and Oireachtas Public Accounts Committee and Media Committee member. Thank you very much for that.